Friday night is speaker night at Into Action, and I think we got a pretty good one tonight for you. Please put your hands together and welcome Ethan from Diligently Searching Home Group.
My name is Ethan, I'm an alcoholic.
Amen.
Give me just a moment so I can pull up my notes page. Sobriety date is June 27th, 2024, so I've got a little over a year and a half. And grew up in Virginia Beach most of my life, never really fit in anywhere. I always felt like there was something missing with me. I always felt like I was on the outside looking in, struggled with friends. I tried too hard. I was just desperate to fit in, and that was a trend that continued throughout all my life, basically. I just never fit in, and I couldn't figure out why. And I always struggled with that. And first time I ever had a drink was in, it was the summer of my freshman year of college, and I was at a friend's house, and they were drinking, and I decided to take a drink for the first time. I should have mentioned this earlier. I grew up in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, by the way. So my dad is in the program. I grew up in the program, and my dad stopped the cycle, and so that I never had to grow up in an alcoholic household. So I was very grateful for that. And I grew up kind of with a fear of alcohol and substances, because I always knew kind of what it could do to me, but I never really quite grasped it. And so in that summer after freshman year, I was around, and I just decided, what the heck, I'll try it out. And I remember I felt freaking awesome after. I remember laying on my back outside the pool, just laughing hysterically, because I was like, this is amazing, this feels so good, why did I not do this sooner? And that started me just drinking like crazy. I just continued that, and I had a lot of fun with that until I didn't. So I went back to school sophomore year and decided that it would be a good idea that now that I drink to join a fraternity. And long story short, I got kicked out of that fraternity for drinking, because I just, yeah, so I had a little too much fun. Ended up switching schools, transferred to JMU. And as soon as I did that, COVID hit, and I was up 3.5 hours away from home in my apartment by myself with online classes, and my drinking, which was already high, grew exponentially, and I just started waking up and just, would I rather do like an 8 a.m. Zoom class on like the geopolitics of Nigeria, or have a bush? I'm going with the bush. And yeah, I just, that, and at that time I started experimenting with other substances. I had a profound like for agricultural products. And so that also became a major factor, and a couple other things, but I'll maintain it to alcohol. I just started going crazy, and the more I was isolated, the more I just started drinking and using and whatever I could get my hands on, basically. And that's when things really started to spiral, because I ended up failing that that year out of school, I decided to come back home and figured college wasn't for me. So I came back and I was living at home with no job, failed out of college, and was doing nothing but drinking and using drugs. And that's when I decided that I was more voluntold that I should start exploring the possibilities of the program by my very loving mother. And that really didn't work because I didn't do it for me. I was doing it for someone else. So, but I did manage to quit one substance for a long period of time. I was still drinking, but I had stopped smoking, and I kind of figured some stuff out a little bit. And after about a year just living at home and working, I decided to go back to school. So I went back, switched my major, and just, again, my drinking was the same, but it was different in that I wasn't doing, I don't know the best way to put this. I wasn't necessarily drinking all the time, but when I did drink, I drank a lot. I remember before I would go out to a party, I would have about 9 or 10 Twisted Teas and then go to the bar and have like 5 or 6 Long Islands or rum and cokes, a couple shots, and then call it a night. So I drank quite a bit. And I ended up graduating, and what happened was I had a relapse of, I had stopped smoking, and after, when I graduated, I was thinking, I always thought a relapse was like a split, like second thing. For me, it was a long, slow burn. And I just kept telling myself, like, well, you know, you're not the same as you was back then. It won't hurt to, you know, try it again. And when I did that, I had graduated, and let's see, I should probably stick to the script. I graduated, and I started working in a travel position, so I travel a lot for work. And I was in a hotel, and I decided to, well, I basically relapsed. And what happened was I got really sick and got really scared. And first thing I did was I called my dad, and after chewing me out a bit, he told me it was gonna be okay and that I know what to do. And that weekend I came home and I decided to actually like give this a shot and go to a meeting. So I went to a meeting on my own up at the recovery club in Virginia Beach at the oceanfront. And I remember sitting in the meeting, I didn't say anything, but I just got overwhelmed. And I went up to somebody afterwards and I was like, can I talk to someone? And they said, sure. And I just ended up bawling my eyes out because I had so much just like pent up emotion that I had bottled up for so long. It just all came out. I never did go back to that meeting. I probably should go back there. But I never did go back to that meeting. But I ended up starting to go to a couple more meetings, and I just started going to meetings, and it was really hard for me at the beginning because here I was 24 at the time, just graduated, and I was having a really hard time identifying in rather than, I was too busy identifying out. I have nothing in common with most of the people. I don't know how I could relate. And that was a challenge for me. And I knew I wanted to get a sponsor, but I was too busy identifying out. And then I remember I was at the Oceanfront men's meeting, and there was a dude that was speaking who's now my sponsor, and it was the first time I had been to that meeting in years, and he was around my age, 28, Coast Guard guy, and he went up and started speaking. And I'm a big believer in God speaks to you through other people, because what happened is I was still on the fence about, is this really for me? Am I going to go back out? And what he had said, a specific thing that caused me to just kind of spiral. And what he said was, and of course he looked directly at me when he said it, he said, if I don't stay in the middle of the program, I'm going to go back out and I'll die. What I heard was, if you don't get serious about this, and if you don't get into this, you're going to die. Like, this is it. You're going to die. And it was, I had the feeling, it was almost as if I was standing on a surface, and there was like this little slope and just a straight drop cliff. And what he said just kind of pushed me onto that slope. And for the rest of the night and into that morning, I was just kind of like trying to grab on and get back onto level ground. And I remember the next day, I was up in my room just thinking about it. And all of a sudden, it was as if I just started, I felt the sensation that I was falling. It was really weird. I was just sitting there, and I felt like I was falling, and I was like, there is no hope. This is it. I'm gonna die. And I said, I should probably talk to my dad about this. So I went downstairs, and I found him in the garage, and I just told him what I was feeling, and he's like, do you think you've hit bottom? And I said, I don't know, have I? And he's like, I kind of sounds like you have, but only you. And he's like, why don't you go call that guy that you were talking to the other night? And I said, oh, I don't know if that's a good idea. He's like, I'll tell you what, go call him and then come back and tell me how you feel. And I ended up calling him and felt a lot better. He's now my sponsor. And I've been on kind of this journey ever since, and working the steps with him. I've been working step 9 now, and it's a lot better than what it used to be for me. I used to be so filled with fear. I still am filled with fear, but not as much as I used to be. I was just consumed by fear, and a lot of that has been lifted, and I feel hopeful now. I have hope for the future. I have a decent job. I'm applying to grad school. I never thought that was going to happen. And everything is okay. There was so much chaos in my life for so long, you know, just meeting up with the wrong people. And I should have mentioned this earlier. This is my first time doing this, by the way, so it's kind of all over the place. But when I was in, when I first started drinking is when I finally met some friends that actually understood me, and they understood me because they were exactly like me. And we used quite a bit together, and we just got into some really wild scenarios, and I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to try and, you know, do things that other people want to do so they'll like me and fit in. I don't have to go to, you know, biker houses and do coke with, or whatever, with anybody. I can just, you know, I can just be me. And I never had that before. I never knew how to just be me and be okay with that. And I think that's the biggest gift that I've gotten from this program, is that I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm still working on it. It's not great, but it's a hell of a lot better than it used to be. And I know that was really short, but that's kind of all I have. So yeah. So thanks. Yeah.
Like a lot of things, Ethan, when you get through there and you work the program diligently and you get to that